Brothers and sisters, I take a moment today and just do our yearly budget presentation for you today. Parish had a tremendous year last year. We're off to a great start this year, so some good news. But before I talk about that, let me just talk a little bit about Bartimaeus and the gospel of today. You know, we realize once again, everyone, Bartimaeus is what? He cannot what? He can't see. So when we lose a sense, one of the senses, what do? We rely on other senses. So there we have a blind man, he's begging. And all of a sudden, what does he do, everyone? He what? He hears. He hears that Jesus is coming. And when Jesus comes, what does he yell out? He says, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And what does the crowd tell him to do? Be quiet. Now, could this be us? Could this be us, where all of a sudden we say, okay, crowd tells me what to do. This is something that I will do. This is where we get into the idea, everyone, of sometimes peer pressure, even when it comes to faith. Don't talk about that. A lot of people don't like hearing about it today, whether it be issues of life, whatever it might be. But what does Bartimaeus do to everyone? Does he stop? Of course he doesn't. He just gets all amped up and he yells out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And all of a sudden, what happens? Jesus hears him. Now, we have to believe that if he had fallen to peer pressure, Jesus would have never called him over. He wouldn't have done it. And yet, through persistence, what happens? Jesus says, "Come. Come." And the same crowd who tells him, "Be quiet," now all of a sudden says, "Don't be afraid. Go to Jesus." The question, what do you want me to do for you? Let's just pretend that's every one of us in the church, okay? We get one shot at this. Realize he only asked this one time. Jesus comes to you today and he asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" What would you say? One shot. One thing. What would it be? You know, as we come today, we realize a terrible tragedy that happened in Pittsburgh. You know, we have a mass shooting, and this time it's against our Jewish brothers and sisters. You know, and we really keep them in prayer today, everyone. Maybe what do you want me to do for you? I want the end of this. Isn't it almost, it seems to be, almost every other week we get some kind of shooting, a mass shooting. It's just terribly tragic. It's terrible. But Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And without skipping a beat, Bartimaeus says, "I want to see." And Jesus says, "Okay, your faith has saved you. You can go." And do you realize he could have gone any direction he wanted? Remember the story of the 10 lepers? How many come back and thank Jesus? One. 9 go their own way. This could have been the story of Bartimaeus. Jesus says, "Go, your faith has saved you." He could have taken off and left and gone his own way, and Jesus wouldn't have gone after him. But what does he do, everyone? Who does he follow? He follows Jesus. Okay, he follows him. And I think that's a great lesson for us in life, everyone, that whatever our answer to the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" I think we better understand something very important today, that we follow Jesus Christ. When we follow Jesus Christ, everyone, we find the way to the truth and also to the life. So those are the three things I just want to share with you today. First of all, be persistent in your request. Second of all, ask yourself in the week ahead, Jesus asked you, "What do you want me to do for you?" What would you tell him? And the third thing is, everyone, remember the most important thing, we are called to follow Jesus Christ. So let's keep that before us, brothers and sisters, today. Once again, this is my end of October. I like to do our yearly budget presentation, but we had a tremendous year last year. We're off to a good start this year as well, so let me share this with you. In this week's bulletin, we have the fiscal year-end budget report, some items I want to point out to you. Number one, you will notice that for the fiscal year of July 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2018, we finished in the black with a surplus of $70,000. Currently, we're off to a good start for the current fiscal year. We are currently ahead of budget $8,000. So you'll see those items, everyone, as line items in your budget report. To everyone, I just marvel at the additional fiscal year giving that people provide. Just to St. Vincent de Paul, people gave $33,000 in the fiscal year last year, hurricane relief $15,000, and the Ann Loomis Fund was $12,000. And there's a chart in the budget report which provides the fiscal year giving for all charities. So it's just amazing that not only to the parish, but to other charities too, how generous the people here at Resurrection are. In the week ahead, each registered Resurrection household will receive a stewardship of treasure form, a personal letter from me, and their third quarter contribution statement. On the stewardship of treasure form, the options of automatic monthly deduction, EFT, the traditional method of church support, envelopes through cash or check, and online giving are still available. One little adjustment this year, in regards to the EFT, not only can people give everyone to capital projects and church support, but another option will be the endowment. That can be added then to a monthly deduction if you so choose. We would ask you once again to fill out the stewardship of treasure form for the calendar year of 2019. On one side of the form is your contact info, and on the reverse side, your financial gift. Indicate how much you would like to contribute for church support, capital projects, and the endowment. Also, please designate the giving option you would like to use. In my letter, I state the following, and I quote, I asked people in this mailing last year to consider an increase of giving because while we were in good financial position, we were trending to falling short in meeting our expenses. People responded, and because of last year's $70,000 surplus and being off to a good start this year, I can report that the parish is on good financial footing. Regarding your third quarter statement, should you have pledged for this current fiscal year, I would ask you to stay current to your pledge. I understand circumstances arise, but know how much your contributions are needed and appreciated. Just a word again on the endowment, everyone. Resurrection established an endowment for the parish last year. With the endowment, the corpus remains untouched, while the interest funds are used to help us and the day-to-day running of the parish. When we set up the endowment last year, we began with $172,000. Today, the figure stands at $207,000. We've been fortunate with good markets, too. People have been giving to the endowment. Just a reminder, for those who receive traditional church support envelopes, an envelope is provided monthly for the endowment. Also, upon the death of a loved one, many times people provide options for memorials. Consider a memorial to the parish endowment, helping ensure the vitality of the parish for parishioners and future generations. Two, everyone, remember it's important to consider the parish in wills and bequests. These are funds for which we cannot budget, however, are deeply appreciated. So consider a will or bequest for the parish or for the parish endowment. So to all who contribute to the work of Resurrection, I'm deeply grateful. Know all my prayers for all of you, and let's keep the mission of Resurrection alive today and into the future. So God's blessings to you, everyone. And once again, let's pray together that we follow Jesus Christ.